The little town of La Crosse, Wisconsin, settled in the year 1851, bids to become one of the most important cities in the West. The fertile district known as Prairie La Crosse, which now forms one of the counties of the state, is about 13 square miles in extent, and stretches along the eastern shore of the Mississippi for the distance of about 7 miles. From the river, the land rises gradually to an elevation of about 40 feet, when the surface becomes level and gradually undulating. Almost every variety of soil may be found within the narrow limits of the prairie, and, taken in conjunction with its facilities of access by water, and its advantageous position as a central point in the surrounding country from St. Paul, the capital of Minnesota, to the Great Bend of the Minnesota River, no more favorable site could have been selected for a large commercial and manufacturing city. In the latter respect, there are few towns on the Mississippi that offer greater facilities. Raw materials of every kind can readily be obtained here, and some things with even more ease, than at any other point. The neighboring hills and uplands are capable of sustaining almost any quantity of sheep, from the forests can be procured the elements of whatever is formed of wood, and in a part of the district easily accessible, iron ore is to be found in abundance.